Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jackie Brown. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pete Vukovic. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground that hits Powell. Powell is out and Lowenstein is safe at first. There goes Powell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes bunts towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendrick moves to second. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hendrick moves to third. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive towards short. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Nyman reaches second base with a double. Spencer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Nyman scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Essien and he is out, Dent applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a line drive towards short. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. Spikes is hit by the pitch. Lowenstein moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brouwer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rico Cardi now playing first base. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Dent reaches third base with a triple. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nyman for the out. One out. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brouwer is walked intentionally. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dent scores. Brouwer moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Bibby now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive towards short. Blanks catches it and steps on second to double up Brouwer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardi moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dent hits a line drive into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nyman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins, who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Blanks goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Howard pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Spikes takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson pinch hits for Alan Ashby. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blanks hits a line drive into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Fosse now catching. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Coggins hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta moves to third. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Dent hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Francisco Barrios now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell bunts towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.